This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10.
Crowd Cow, the marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from farms and ranches around the world. Use code MMA15 for $15 off your first box.
Hostgator, one of the top posting providers around. Save up to 60% off with code MMA60. Drift Air Freshener, the freshest air freshener with no harmful chemicals. Save 15% off with code INGO15.
Defense Soap, the world's best soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 514.
514!
My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. Byline fans, four-way fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. I don't hear the chinking of ice.
Finished my beer already. We've been chatting too long.
I know.
And I'm too lazy to get up to get another one, so.
Well, that's why you have your fucking... Well, I probably shouldn't show the bottle, because then we'll get... Oh my God, you guys are drinking, and I can't fucking be advertising
drinking
anywhere.
Liquids.
Yes. This is just agua fresco.
Yeah, okay. Fresco agua?
Yeah. Fresh water.
Oh, man. Well...
Where do you want to start with the beautiful weather we have in the Chicagoland area?
It's sleeting. It took me almost 25 minutes to dig my car out earlier from the ice because it just everything had a half inch coating of ice around my whole car. I couldn't even get in the damn door. But this is okay. This is always happens every year. It's the fall spring, and then it's a little winter, and then another fall spring, and a little winter, and then spring.
I was figuring we'd get a snow in May, but you know, we're getting a March, middle of March snow. Potentially the last one. We'll see. Yeah, it was fucking icy as shit. I opened my door about ate it because I'm taking the garbage out. Like, what the fuck?
What is this shizze?
Yeah, frozen rain all over everything.
Mm-hmm. See.
It's all good. After we had like, what, some 50, 60, 70 degree weather. I think we hit the 70s the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
It was definitely in the 60s. I don't know about 70s, but it felt really warm and delicious and amazing. And I want more of it. I want to be outside in my shorts and t-shirt or just in my birthday suit.
Yeah, just fucking naked.
Walking the dog. What's up, people? It's hot.
It's so hot. You get a swimming pool in your backyard and then fucking.
Yeah.
Put mine up. We'll see. So you want to talk a little UFC?
I guess I didn't really watch the whole thing. I got to be honest. I just watched the Ige versus Gavin Tucker fight.
There's some knockouts in here.
The ridiculous KO. It's in the top few for knockouts. Dan Ige looking pretty freaking sharp. I believe it was a right, like a little hook thing, like baby hook kind of thing. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm pouring a drink. Sorry.
props on him, you know, for getting it done. I actually forgot there was an event this weekend. So
there's an event every weekend.
Yeah.
Just a matter of how good are they? It's like, on paper, not so great. And then we had another downed opponent, fucking knee. That's 2 in 2 weeks with a fucking no decision, no contest. And then the main event, you have Leon Edwards and Bilal Muhammad, and it was supposed to be Shamayev versus Edwards, but Shamayev had to pull out because he had the COVID and he's having all sorts of like bullshit problems with it. And I think they said UFC flew him to the US to get some better treatment. So, he's having some lingering issues from that, which seems rare, especially for the athletes. I've only heard of a few. But so this fight, you know, Edwards clearly wins the first round, but in the first round, he pokes Bilal in the eye and gets a warning from Herb Dean, like, hey man,
don't do that.
This is okay. This is not okay. You keep doing this. You're fucking poked him in the eye. So the second round, Leon finger bangs his eye socket again.
Ugh.
And it was so brutal that they had to wave the fight off and it's a no contest. But my question is, why is he not DQ'd?
Isn't it the third round or something? Is it second round? I thought there was some weird rule where you have to go to the third round in order for a DQ, but
no, I think that's if you can go to the scorecards.
Oh, that's like it.
Third an round. Accidental, whatever foul. But if you've been warned specifically in the first round, like, hey, you just poked him in the eye, I'm giving you a warning. And then he does it again in the second round and ends the fight. Mm-hmm. I think that's a DQ. And I think Muhammad should have won that.
That makes sense.
It's weird. I'll show you. They showed the eye couch here. Let me pull this picture up. Pleasant.
I'm waiting on pins and needles. Oh, geez.
Like you can see him lifting the lid right
there. Oh, man, that's bad. I can't even look at it.
Why?
Turn it off.
I feel like Muhammad's a quitter, though. He could have continued. I know he's rolling on the ground crying, going, I can't fucking see. Don't stop the fight. Like, hey, what are you going to do? But, you know, Edwards is talking about, hey, I don't want to give this guy an immediate rematch. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
I'd say I'm all right with it, because you know why? Because if Muhammad takes the fight on short notice, Leon's in the driver's seat. He didn't have to take a short notice fight either. It's mm-hmm. just, hey, I'll take the fight, and hey, I accidentally fucked up and poked you in the eye, but
oops. If
I'm not going to give you a rematch. That's his right to not do it, because he's a higher ranked fighter and he was nice enough to let you take this short notice fight too. So mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck. I think he should be able to do whatever he wants. Unfortunately, he's the guy that's always like last of the dance. Like all his fights keep getting pushed off and he wants a title shot and it's just not going to happen. So
yeah,
a little too bad. But you know, this all goes back to glove design, right? There was that point where the UFC kept talking about, hey, we're working on this glove design to, you know, instead of having the fingers straight up to curve, like what happened to that?
I don't know. I think they gave that whole thing up. Somebody screwed the pooch. UFC wants to have ownership of everything. They're not going to use the, what happened to the Pride gloves? Isn't that what those were?
Yeah, they own fucking Pride. They own that design. They bought everything. Mm-hmm. So they could easily do that too. And I think Trevor Whitman's got a brand called Onyx or something that does the same thing. So it's like the UFC focuses on the shit that doesn't matter. Like, let's get rid of PEDs, because who wants to see the best fucking fights ever? Let's get rid of these. Never. And let's focus on, you know, not weight cutting, not gloves design, not changing rules. You know, this is mm-hmm. 2 weeks in a row where we've had massive accidental fouls fucking up at least three fights. Probably should do something about it.
I agree. I think that they need to fix that, but apparently it's not on their priority list. So
no. The I think the big thing is, unless you have anything else for this card,
I got nothing.
UFC 261 just announced from Dana White, going to be in front of a full crowd in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Texas.
No. And they're going to do three title fights, which is fucking weird and not all great. Usman versus Masvidal, 2 at 170. Shevchenko versus Andrade and Zhang versus Namajunas.
Yeah,
they said there's going to be 15,000 fans in attendance.
Whoa. April 24th, huh?
They're just fucking shirt cocking it. They don't give a shit. They're going for it. I think it's great, no?
I hope it works out for them. We're going to see how it all goes. That's a lot of people.
Dana's been waiting,
stadium.
Right?
Yeah.
He's just like, it's finally happening. Full crowd, man. Let's go. I'm assuming there'll be no masks then, too. I don't know if Florida is masked or not.
I don't know. Probably not. I was watching like the basketball tournaments this weekend, and I find mm-hmm. it funny that all the players don't wear masks, but the coaches do. I'm like, what exactly? What is it? Who's the idiot that decided that was the way it was going to be? Like,
well, it's bullshit. It's like the NFL, the NHL. It's the same thing. It's just optics and bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Like everyone's getting tested. We're already on the downside of this thing. We're already winning. So it doesn't make sense. But someone wants to have the optics of, look at this illusion optics. Of safety.
It's all about optics, man.
Yeah. What else is happening out there?
Well, I have some bad news for you, but Megan Anderson no longer part of the UFC roster following her UFC 259 loss. Apparently they cometh and they goeth extremely quickly. So I don't know. UFC seems like they're ready to cut everybody at this moment in time.
Everybody who's making any amount of money. Correct. Or you make $10,
cut.
Gone, man.
You're done.
Can't afford that. Yeah. That's not surprising, but she's probably not making any money. I don't think a lot of women are. Unless you're a champ, you're not making shit, especially as a woman. Or if you're a Paige VanZant type of woman.
Mm-hmm.
I think the prettier women were making more money at one point. So
as they should.
Of course. That's what sex sells, right?
I don't know. That's very
speaking
sexist.
Of pretty women. Hey, that Ben Askren versus Jake Paul pay-per-view price was announced.
I heard.
$49.99.
That's right. April 16th, right?
Yeah. How many pay-per-views do you think these fuckers are gonna sell? Because this is also where you have Frank Mir versus Antonio Tarver on the prelims, and I forgot who else is fighting.
I think none of those guys, none of that matters. Ben Askren doesn't matter. I think Jake Paul alone will draw in I'm gonna say 750.
I don't remember what his last fight was. I was gonna go a million. It's a lot.
That's a big card price, though. I think the last card was less expensive, wasn't it? Like $30-something, $29?
I don't remember, but I think part of that was on the undercard of the Tyson Jones, Roy Jones Jr. fight.
Oh.
I think there was another Paul versus someone on the undercard of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not paying $49.99. For me, I'd be in at like $19.99. $49, you can go fuck yourself. I'm sorry. That's just not happening in my household.
I agree.
I think there's a million people out there at least that would fucking jump onto that shit. So I don't know.
I wonder, do you think Ben Askren's going to take a dive in this fucker?
No, I think he's going to try to Homer Simpson that shit. And just take abuse, kind of like what Floyd Mayweather did to McGregor, right? Just let him punch himself out for the first six rounds. I think it's an 8-rounder, if I remember.
Well, cardio goes definitely on, goes to Ben. Cardio advantage.
100%. So he if he can weather the storm, he could technically win. I don't see him having power to knock the other guy out, though.
No.
That's a problem. So, you can out-cardio him, but you're going to have to do enough to win a decision. And I don't see that.
Well,
I don't see that happening.
I could see him getting a KO like in round 6, 7, or 8. If Jake Paul's TKO, if Jake Paul's tired, you know, might knock him down a couple times. I don't know.
But he punches like this.
He does. I think Ben's going to be fine. I think this goes to decision and it's going to be really close. Cause I think the early rounds will go to Jake Paul. And then from there on, Ben will take over with the cardio. So I'm predicting a split decision.
Oh, I'm sure.
But Jake Paul is probably going to win.
And then they announced some other fight too, like some other boxing match. I think it's Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua. I feel like that just got announced and they signed for a 2-fight deal. Mm. And Tyson Fury was saying something like he's drinking 12 pints of beer a day.
Oh,
training. I think he's just fucking around, but even if he's not, he's had problems in the past. He's been pretty open about that, but we'll see. And Aaron Bronsister tweeted out, he said the PFL announced a partnership with Verdict MMA app, with the Verdict MMA app, which will allow fans to submit their scorecards in real time to be used on the broadcast.
Whoa.
He said, if you're unfamiliar with Verdict, it's a great tool to see how a large sample size are scoring bouts. So that'll be interesting to see. And I would like to see Bellator and the UFC implement something like that. Because I think most of us would probably judge it better than the judges that are actually watching the fucking fights.
Unless I'm drinking, sad. Then it's a toss-up.
Unless I'm heavily vested in one guy versus the other.
Yes, exactly.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. It seems like a first to me. I don't remember fans ever having a voice, but I think they should.
Mm-hmm.
Could you hire Russian bots to... like sway the voting?
Maybe this would be a tough one. I don't know how you'd have to vet people, kind of like the Nielsen rating type thing,
like prove who you are kind of.
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah.
Need a picture ID. prove who you are.
In triplicate blood donation, DNA, sperm samples.
I was going to say a little bit of semen, but probably a lot of semen. You know.
Yes.
If you're going to do something, you do it all the way.
Agreed.
What else you got?
My final piece of news, actually, for the week is, did you hear about this? Oh, wrong one. Right one? Wrong one? Share screen. I'm losing my mind. Here we go. Justin Gaethje versus Michael Chandler. That's what it was initially. Okay.
Yeah.
Justin Gaethje versus Michael Chandler in the works, according to Ariel Helwani. I gotta say, I'm pretty excited about this. I don't know. I think it'll be fun. What do you think?
It'll be fun. I just don't like Gaethje's chances because fucking Chandler might try to take him down, and Chandler's got better cardio.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it'll be a damn good fight, but it's probably gonna look a lot like Gaethje versus Alvarez.
Probably.
Where Alvarez gets the fucking win. Or in this case, Chandler. So I guess I can't complain too much. I wanted to see Gaethje versus probably McGregor. I know he'd fuck McGregor up. I want Gaethje to win. That's my problem. That's my favorite fighter. I gotta give him some favorable matchups, right? Because that's one guy where you're going to say, do you get a bad fight out of him?
Never.
Not really. I mean, it's usually fight of the night or something fucking exciting. And he's always, I'm either going to KO someone or go out on a shield and get KO'd myself. So someone's getting knocked the fuck out. And those are the guys I appreciate because they're few and far between these days. Mm-hmm. There's so many guys that want to just play it safe and try to point win a decision because, you know, we're trying to half my salaries on the line. So, I mean, I understand it. I just don't respect it.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I guess I could be okay with that fight because you're going to get a good fight. You know,
agreed.
Two willing guys wanting to throw down. Let's see what else has happened. UFC 260 announced. What do we got? This is March 27th. You got Miocic versus Ngannou. Another championship fight. You got Volkanovski versus Ortega. Tyron Woodley making an appearance versus Vicente Luque. Sean O'Malley, Thomas Almeida, and a couple other guys on the card. So pretty solid 260. I don't even know who to pick in this championship fight, no? I feel every time I pick against Stipe, he wins. So maybe I need to pick Stipe for Ngannou to win. Mm. He's kind of got that Cain Velasquez curse that I used to have, where I'd always pick against Cain and he'd fuck me every time.
Yes.
Son of a bitch. And Volkanovski. Woodley ain't winning. I don't give a fuck who he fights. He ain't winning.
No.
And see if O'Malley bounces back. He's
not with that crazy hair. I'm predicting him to lose again.
He might. There's one thing to be sure of yourself, and there's one thing to be too sure of yourself. And he's in the too sure of yourself.
Too sure. He's too legit to quit, Matt.
Yeah, he needs to be a little humbled. Let's see. Let's go to KO of the week. I don't even know what the fuck I'm pulling up here. I love it. Let's see. Let me vet this first. We're going to go with no sound because usually they soundtrack us here. Turn the sound off. I hear squeaking in the background.
That's my damn dog. He's in the crate. He's freaking out. We got a puppy who's not happy about being in his little home. Carry on.
Weak, motherfucker. All right. This is Lion Fight 64. They're throwing punch, kick.
It's not looking good.
Oh, shit.
He hasn't even thrown a punch back yet.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm going to throw up. That one is brutal. That was a great way to end it.
He stood back up, though. He's like, I'm fine.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. You're kissing a masked man.
Yeah.
I don't think you should be doing that, Tonto. Here you go. Victory celebration of the week. We're going to go rapid fire. Oh, my God. This is frightening. Hang on. I don't know what the hell's going on, but someone just got knocked the fuck out. To make sure I'm not sharing with sound. Or maybe I should. I don't know. Whoa.
Oh, dang.
Now, look at this celebration. We're all for
what the heck is he doing?
It's the T-Rex. It's Sam Risudo. the Shaw awesome. Shirk, the muscle shirk.
Does he always celebrate that way?
I don't know. I'm just fucking cracks me up. What the fuck? Guy's spitting out over here. Oh, he's got another one still?
Oh, three of them.
Man, oh, fucking A, man. Hey, it's cool. It's cool.
Hey.
Oh, that one was kind of frightening. Oh, shit. There he goes. It's like a velociraptor, but not.
So it looks like, oh, geez.
Yeah. I don't know what to make of that. It's kind of frightening. Move right along. You know, see what Paige Van Zandt is up to?
Sure.
She's not on the beach.
Nice.
She's a beach babe. She's just hanging out. Mm-hmm. Saying hi. Apparently, oh. She's got her, whatever that Paige Van Zandt page is. This, oh, Paige Van Zandt. I think that other lady has one too. Rachel Ostovich.
Ostrovsky.
Something like that. She just rolled one out.
Nice.
Moving right along. Lingerie Fighting Championship right around the corner. LFC. Booty Cap 2!
Hey, that's a price I can get behind.
Right? That's price to sell right there, my friend. $14.99. They know what's happening. What's up, Paul and Askren? Come on, make that shit happen.
Yeah.
Price to sell. It's interesting. Yeah, let's do a little tweet of the week. I think we need some volume here, and I feel like there's an injury coming. This is a three-man slingshot.
Go.
Ready, set.
Oh.
Ready, set.
You want it twice? Ah, that was really loud. He cries like a little bitch.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's never pleasant, but you know, three-man slingshots, you can actually get a lot of velocity with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to try that. Because, you know, the funny thing is, there's a three-man slingshot sitting on my floor over here, and there's a bag of water balloons on my kitchen counter.
Perfect.
Just by chance, not even anything to do with what's going on. All right, let's do a little Ask the Duds. Rodrigo Machado closing out. It's time. Pound sign, Duds Roll, pound sign, Matt Rape Train, pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather end hunger or hatred?
Hunger.
Why?
Because you can live with hatred. You cannot live with hunger.
It's true. You need hatred in the world. It's fun to hate. You got to hate a little bit, right?
Okay.
You can't love everybody. Otherwise, there's no fun in the world.
Matt, I just noticed your beard is very dark.
I fucking dyed that shit. It's like
jet black.
I want to be like Steven Seagal, right, motherfucker? Okay. I'm going to put my shooter glasses on for the next show.
Okay. I like it.
I don't want gray hairs. I fucking get rid of them. And okay. You know, I get rid of them, you put some fucking beard dye on. Okay. I'm a bitch.
Perfect.
I don't like gray hair. I won't be like that, so... Too vain. Would you rather be an unknown Major League Baseball player or a famous badminton star?
Famous badminton star.
Fuck yeah. You could take that to the next level. You'd be like the Forrest Gump of badminton, right?
That's right.
You get fucking endorsements. You fucking take it shit to the next level. Get the fucking Nike shit. I don't know. Would you rather go without TV or junk food for the rest of your life?
Fuck, that's tough. Probably junk food. I'm cringing just saying that. Probably junk food, though.
Yeah, I agree.
How could I watch the UFC if there was no TV? Does the internet count?
You can listen to it by Morse code.
No, junk food.
Yeah. Would you rather spend the day at an amusement park or lazing on the beach?
Depends how when you catch me. At the moment, lazing on the beach, but most times at an amusement park. So,
yeah, I'm gonna go with the beach. I just want to fucking chill out, like on a beach in Hawaii. You know,
drink some cervezas,
something like that. Catching rays, banging chicks. You know, Fuck, Mary, Kill, Celebrity Edition, number 130. Maxim Hot 100, number 4. Let's see what we got here. Ooh, this is a tough one. This is one of the tougher ones.
I'm ready.
All right, so you start with Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones.
It's a lot of heat, Matt.
It is.
Isn't she married to one of the Jonas's brothers or something?
She might be.
Okay.
Margaret Robbie.
This is like the same chick. What are we doing?
Right. And Sophia
Vergara. It's over. Married.
You fucking ain't right.
The other two are dead.
Yeah. To me. I'd kill a million people to get with that one.
Yes. Jesus. That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of women. That is what you'd call a woman.
Correct.
And then the other girls need to eat some cheeseburgers.
Yes, especially that one.
A little thin. Any knowledge for the week?
Well, I have this video I meant to show earlier and I just forgot. So I'm going to share it with you right now.
Go ahead.
It's a successful jujitsu situation that happened in a store. Can you see this? Okay. Guy smashes up some windows. Security guards hanging out. He's like, all right, it's time for me to escalate this. Take this guy down.
That guy went down pretty easily.
He went down really easy.
Fucking ragdolling him.
Got top control.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, this guy's flailing
around.
He's
got it real easy.
No problem. All right, here we go. I got you. But guy's pretty strong. He's like, okay.
He just turned around.
This game.
I'm going to slam.
Now.
Why isn't he choking him?
I don't know. Well, it's coming.
Or are they allowed to choke? Oh, this guy keeps he's doing actually decent from the bottom here.
He's doing all right. He's got top control. No, the other guy, the cop is a security guy, is pretty damn big. So. Yeah.
Maybe that's why that guy was getting ragdolled. So
he's trying to get somebody that woman comes in. She's like, I'm going to give you the handcuffs. Here you go, sir. Man is still fighting. He's still fighting, right? And he goes to an armbar. I'm not sure what that is going to accomplish, but
maybe there's a technique there, but I would never go for an armbar in a fucking street situation.
I agree.
Because now if anybody wants to come up and tee off on you and kick you, like he just got kicked right there. Yep. Like why give up mount when you're in mount?
I don't know, but he's trying to get the handcuffs on and he's like, hey buddy, I need a
little
help.
He's getting kicked in the face.
I need
and that wouldn't have happened if he's buddy. Now
guy's done jujitsu.
They actually
well,
have some training. Yeah.
They have training. They're subduing this guy who's trying to wreck the store without harming him. It looks dangerous. And now he's turning. I don't know. These guys are I guarantee you both guys have trained jujitsu.
Yeah.
And they subdue this man very gracefully, get him all tied up. I don't know what the other cop's doing right now. He's got a little.
I don't know. But it looks like a little ass rape.
He's like, I'm going to take it from behind. And they have him under control for the most part. Not really. Working on it still. But I gotta ask you though, overall, I would say that this, what are your thoughts on this interaction here that you're seeing? What do you think?
Well, I feel like a rear naked choke would have ended this a lot sooner, but I don't know what the choking laws are for police anymore.
Because some guys can do it. I don't think they're allowed to do it.
But that if you would have just popped that on and choked him out, that would have been over in 5 seconds versus whatever that was, a minute.
Took like 3
minutes. Because he can armbar the guy and fucking break his arm, but he can't choke the guy out, which would seem like a safer thing if you do it quick versus a prolonged, I'm choking you for fucking 7 minutes or whatever. So
my thought on this is choking is better because when the guy's unconscious, he can't hurt you. But if he has a broken arm, he could still hurt you. Mm-hmm. So I prefer the unconscious dude versus the broken arm.
But it's also you need to make sure that the person that is choking someone out knows what they're doing, knows when to release the choke, and then can follow through with lock them up quick and let's get them back to consciousness, because I don't think all these guys know what the fuck they're doing. I think this is a case of you have two guys that know what they're doing, and luckily no one got injured in said
altercations.
Yep,
correct.
And I'll close it with this one.
I'm scared.
No, this is pretty mellow. Elon Musk crowns himself the techno king of Tesla, and the CFO becomes the master of coin.
I love it.
And they officially changed their titles. So they both are still CEO and CFO, but their new titles are also techno king and master of coin. The fuck, man? That guy can just do whatever he wants. I love it.
Yeah.
Because they also bought... Well, they're probably making bank because how much Bitcoin did Tesla buy?
1 point something billion, I thought.
Yeah, and I think that was at the $36,000 range, and now it just hit $60,000. So they about doubled their fucking profit if they sell. Like, it's crazy. Because also, whatever he says about crypto just goes bananas. He's like, Dogecoin or whatever that one is, it fucking triples in value.
He needs to talk about Music Coin. That's what he needs to do.
Seriously. That thing's going to make a comeback one day. We have like a million of those, or half a million. I don't know. One day. Will you sitting on a beach drinking Mai Tais or something
with some little guy feeding us chips and salsa?
Yeah, damn right. Right out of the fucking...
We're like, this is the life.
That's right. I want one guy with salsa and one guy with queso. Perfect. And then when we're done, they fucking fight to the death in a fucking dog cage.
Perfect.
6x6 or like 4x4.
That's too big. Like 3x3.
That's fine. A phone booth. Little one.
Yes.
It's all good. All right. Let's shut it down.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigold.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.